Hey folks, Dan Frey here with your market update for January 2nd, 2025. I almost messed that up. I keep thinking it's 2024. So in today's video, we have the number one house crasher in the country that's been telling us there's been a housing crash for the last, I want to say 4 years. Looks like he's changing his tune a little bit. We're going to look at that real briefly. Then we're going to look at the economy at a glance. Where the Federal Reserve, where their position, what data they're looking at. So that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. So without further ado, let's get over to it. You're going to see mortgage rates come down today. Guys, how do I know I'm Nostradamus? No, we're checking the bond market. Let's get over to it. So first thing I want to do is go in here. There's going to be a lot of 2025 forecasts coming out. I'm coming out with mine in the next couple of days. But you have Nick right here from ReVenture Capital. He's been on the bandwagon of, he is the original crash person. So he had huge success in his channel. And if you look at the fundamentals back when he started, they're kind of in place. And then you just had people watching his videos and watching the count that he gets. Look, this one's 212,000. He usually gets like hundreds, if not millions of views. And a lot of people started following that bandwagon. And now it looks like his tune's changing a little bit. Now he's in Tampa going down. He's saying Tampa's might drop 7.8%. And then a housing warning in California. Both these, he was saying previously, the housing market was going to crash maybe 30 to 50%. So his tune's changing. And you're going to start seeing probably a lot of the crash. People's tunes changing as well. Why? Well, here's what we have is the economy right now. So let's break down the economy, and then we have to flow it over to the housing market. Okay, so the whole basis of everything is supply-demand. How much supply versus the demand? If you have a ton of supply, that means way too much of something. Well, then if I'm a buyer, I'm going to be like, okay, well, I'm just going to tell you a price, and there's so many of it. If you don't sell it to me, I'll go to this other one. But if there's very limited amounts of the unit that you're looking to buy, well, you have to be more competitive. So you have to balance supply and demand. So a lot of people were thinking, well, the interest rates went way up. Well, you're going to have the normal supply. That's their problem. You're going to have normal supply. So you're going to have demand outweighing it. Supply outweighing it. And because rates went to 8% and so forth, so people weren't going to buy homes. Okay, so I get it. But then to have that analysis year after year after year, when you see the data not coming in, you have to really change your plan and your thoughts. So these guys made a ton of money while they could. If you continue to watch them, God bless you. But I hope you watch over my channel to find the facts based on all this stuff. So let's get over to it. Here's what the Federal Reserve has to look at when it comes to our economy. They set the tone when it comes to the federal funds rate. Right now, it's 4.25 to 4.5. That's basically, there's a 0.25% spread when they do that. But then we go over to inflation. They want the inflation number to be at 2%. Well, it went from 7%. This is the PCE. Now, the PCE is the one basic number, or the primary inflation number that the Federal Reserve monitors. We, a lot of times, we watch the CPI, which is consumer inflation, the PPI, which is producer inflation, and other inflationary measures. But the Federal Reserve watches this. They want it to be at 2. Well, got all the way down to 2.1, and then it's starting to trickle up. So it went to 2 from 2.1. Here, I'll show it to you if I can dive in there real quick. 2.1, see it? 2.2, and then 2.3, and we're sitting at 2.4 right now. This is kind of one of the things that's freaking out the market. Then you go to the unemployment rate, and people have been predicting, well, the unemployment rate's going to spike. It's going to go huge. People are going to lose their jobs. Nobody's going to be making any money. So thus, we're going to have foreclosures all over the country. Well, that didn't happen either. Let's get over to the economic calendar we have for today. Could get some proof behind that. So right through here, here's what we have on the economic calendar today. And I broke this up a little bit because today we got continued jobless claims. Okay, so I spread this out as long as I could. So it goes back to October of 2024. I just want to show you how the numbers, they've been basically in a tight range. You go through here back in October of 10th, there were 1.86 million people on continued jobless claims. What is it now? 1.9. Previously, it was 1.87, 1.88. So this isn't really freaking out the market. You go through here, the actual number now is 1.844. So if you break it down, we're below where we were last October. Okay, so that's good news on the labor market. Then you go to initial jobless claims. How many people initially got let go? 211,000. Okay, so let's break that down. Where we were October, 258. So 258, 240, 270, 210, 224. Maybe this is an anomaly. Remember the storms and everything? Now we're back to 219. So does it look like the employment numbers are falling off a cliff? No. So the fundamentals now are, okay, people are continuing to have their jobs. people are getting jobs because we have less people on the continued jobless claims. So we're okay in the jobs market. So now the inflationary numbers are what we're focusing in on down the pike. Those numbers will be coming in shortly. But we also have the manufacturing PMI. It's below 50, which isn't good, but it's holding steady. We were 49 previously and we're 49 now. So there's a steady market there. So that's the economy at a glance. So we have people working and it's basically stable. Their incomes, if you stayed on your current job last year, you increased your income 4.6%, I think it was. If you changed jobs, you got a 7.1% increase. This is just the basics. So income is outpacing inflation. So we're back to hopefully pre-pandemic numbers, or we're getting there. Okay, so proof of that is we have the jobless claims just came in. They're at an 8-month low right now. That's what's really fueling the economy right now. It's right there in the headlines, and you got it from the Dow Jones just posted this morning. So that's what we're seeing right now. Let's get over to the broad markets right now, or the bond market, to figure out where rates are going today. They like today's data. So we have the MBS market up 22 ticks. That means mortgage rates are going to come down. How this works, this is what you're seeing right through here, is the price of a bond. Most interest rates get posted and they'll show you the rate. Well, why this doesn't, I'm not quite sure. So I have to teach you guys how to decipher this into percentages. So all you need to know, here's the basics of this. If the price of a bond, I don't care if it's a government bond, a corporate bond, in this case, it's a mortgage bond. If it's going up, the price, the yield is coming down. Okay, so that's what we like in today. It's up 22. We'll get a little reprieve in the market. So if we go over to the markets right now, we're probably going to see a six handle on rates today. So that's what we're seeing right through here. The equity markets right now are coming back a little bit. They were getting hammered the last couple of days. So we got everything basically in the green right through here, as well as the VIX. But the VIX over top of my head right now, this is the anxiety. Oh, it just went red. So the VIX is now down. That's great news. So we have the anxiety level in the equity markets down. We have all their indices up. Let's go over to crypto markets and see how they're faring for the day. They're up almost $2,000 for today. This was $108,000 just a couple weeks ago. So don't get all excited about that. It's just coming back from where it is. Let's go to oil. Oil for the inflation. I don't like oil at $73 a barrel. Brent oil prices set a second straight annual loss, but ticks higher on the day. So it's down. I don't like a 73 handle. I want this at $70 or below, because this is inflationary. Just think how all your stuff gets places and how you get your stuff. It's manufactured, produced a lot by oil. You go in your car, or Amazon delivers it, and they bring trucks, and most of those are right now are still in oil. So oil is a huge piece of our inflation numbers. And then we go to the CME FedWatch tool, and we'll continue to do this all the time, telling us what's the Federal Reserve going to do now in 27 days. They're not going to do anything, folks. There's really no data here that's saying they're going to do anything. So right now, remember right back through here, I said the federal funds rate is 4.25 to 4.5. Well, I'll prove it to you right through here. You go to the CME FedWatch tool and it's saying right through here, 4.25. Oh, my head's in a way. Let me get my head out of the way for 1 second. Right through here is, there's federal funds rate is right now at 4.25 to 4.5. There is an 88% chance it's going to stay there. So what's the probability of them changing in the future? Well, there's really not more than a 50% chance until March. But it looks like the probabilities are coming mainly in May and June. But you guys know, don't wait for the Federal Reserve to cut rates, because even though they cut rates, mortgage rates can go up. So right now we're seeing mortgage rates coming down. So check it out. That's what we're talking about today. So that's our report for today. I will be back to later this afternoon for the closing bell. But if you like what you see and you're like, hey, Dan, can you help me? Well, let me ask you a few questions. If you're looking to buy anywhere in the United States, any 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico, I can help you. You want the ability to get different quotes and things like that. Well, instead of calling, you know, this bank and that bank and this bank and that bank, and then the next day rates go up or down, and then you got to call them back, why not use my services? Okay, it's one application, one credit pool. You got to pay attention, folks. One application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loan to about 43 different places. Okay, what do? I work at SurfBank. SurfBank's the number 10 largest mortgage servicer in the entire country. We have a lot of programs, but we're also able to use up to about, there's about 40 different banks and mortgage companies that we're also using to help you guys navigate this whole environment. So again, why not use our services? One application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loan to over 40 different companies. Thanks for watching, folks. If you want to reach out to us, just click the Apply Now button. Or what I highly suggest is you want to vet us. You want to talk to us. You want to figure out, you know, do we have an alignment with you? Can we help exactly what you're looking for? schedule a consultation. You click right through here or call us. You can scroll right down through here and there's going to be our 800 number as well as my email address. It is right there, folks. So thanks for watching. I'll be back here later today. Still, I'm working on those 2025 projections or forecasts for housing and interest rates. I hope to have them out by Friday, but it might be delayed a little bit. I'm working with a lot of data, folks, and I want to be as accurate as I can for you. So God bless. Have a fantastic day. Hope to see you back here at the closing bell. See you then. Bye-bye.